Thank the gentleman. You made a statement in that letter that you signed on the 4th that said, ATF makes every effort to interdict weapons that have been purchased illegally and prevent their transportation to Mexico. Who prepared that line in your letter?
Chairman, I said
you signed it. Who prepared it? Was it you?
These letters are the product of the Justice Department.
So your signature on that letter doesn't mean that you know it to be true. Is that correct?
I take ultimate responsibility.
Okay. Isn't that statement false now with what you know?
Obviously, there have been allegations that call into serious question that particular
statement. Weren't there documents that now have been provided and made public that let you know that that statement was false?
And that's why you're investigating and that's why we're investigating.
I just take your agreement that those documents indicate that that statement that you signed that someone prepared for your signature were false.
Congressman, I'm not prepared to say that at this time. Everything that we say is true to the best of our knowledge at the time we say it. As more facts come out, obviously our understanding of the situation is enhanced.
Just for the record, we will be posting online the 20-some pages that were made available. Since out of the 20-some pages, the only thing that's not redacted other than internal use only statements is Kevin Simpson, Acting Division Operations Officer, U.S. Department of Justice, ATF, 201 East Washington Street, Suite 940, Phoenix, Arizona, and the zip.